All right, yes. Raj Jafari, I had no idea how many people listen to this thing. I'll tell you stories. Many decades ago,
Anyone?
decades
Decades.
ago, decades ago, we used to have a rabbinic alumni. I don't know if they still exist. The good five. They used to have midwinter conferences right after. Right,
Conventions, an annual convention.
they still do?
No.
No, okay, right after Sukkot,
Right.
shortly after Sukkot, right? So I was invited to speak on nuclear warfare. So I spoke about nuclear warfare. I came back. I was walking the hall. Rabbi Chalap runs across to me and said, "Where have you been? The phones are running off the hook. The Pentagon called, the Kremlin called, Red China called. They want to know what to do with their superannuated atomic bombs. Where should they deliver them?" Okay. Huh? Okay, no. So, that's exactly how much effect it had. Here, I the same Mesirus Meido that was last time, it continues this time. Since last time, I must have had at least a dozen calls from people I don't know, including one from Australia. I stop in the middle, what happens at the end? So, I had to assure them I did, had to. I told them that there will be.
I'm Chef Yavo.
Hemshech Yavo. This is the Hemshech Yavo. And last time we went way over time. This time, I hope we won't go over time. It should be more B'kitzer. But one thing we.
Last couple of MKs, I don't get the credit because the person runs the website, Wadi Torah, and I'm sure
Yeah.
he sees whenever that he gets his hearing. I learned that here in the own, that he gets his hearing, posted online, he puts on the front page, the editor's
Oh,
page. That's how I began to happen. So, for example, Rebbe's shiur on Ornat Mamon, Gezburg, and Chadad wasn't featured because the title was in Hebrew, it wasn't going to be as exciting. It only got 191 people The ones on Greenbacks and Tuna Jewish Days and Many got no less than 500 because they were each featured on.
No, part one. That was part one.
Greenback, oh, that got 500. Okay.
We have to have a part two on
Then you think of it. There's a title, Mordecai, but even more people
How to make a movie or something like that.
Well, I heard that from
part two, part one.
How to become a millionaire, I'll be a lacha.
For a concept that he gave a talk to KJ on Creole Camp, and where I wrote a book statement for him and said, those are probably a wrong title. What should I title with this? Don't call it Introduction to Brisk or Methodology. You should have called it Brisk, more than a T. And people will show up.
Harari, can you make it work? If you can. I wasn't sure. Okay. All right. Fine. Huh? Okay. Yeah. Let me just summarize what we did till now. I pointed out that there were two theories, not necessarily mutually exclusive, with regard to what money means. That we have the Chasam Sofer who thinks that the modern currency doesn't have a din of a shtar because it's the Schayav Reish of the Melech, it's an end in itself. It's not the Raya Shabadovar, but it's the Gufadovar itself. It's to escape execution that's worth a lot of money. And the Chazoni seems to say that anything which is Haskamas Bnei Adam has a halacha of Kesef. I presume that if it's Haskamas Bnei Adam to use a shtar, not as a shtar, but use a shtar for whatever it is, or use little pieces of paper that don't mean anything, for the Chazoni, it would probably be Mammon. I'm not quite sure about if you're using something that you can ultimately redeem in the Yitzhak HaMelech, according to Chazon Ish. I'm not sure he would accept that as Momen. I suspect that he wouldn't. But the question now was with regard to American dollars. Let's see. I'm sorry for Shaila, can use it for Pidyon HaBen to start with. I think it goes much beyond Pidyon HaBen. But I pointed out last time that I think ultimately it depends upon whether it if you have a contract that's denominated in Japanese yen or who knows what, and for whatever reason you want to get the yen and not the cash equivalent, will you be able to get specific performances such as just and equitable? Now that I think it's probably apocryphal, but I've heard it and it's true, it's true, it's not true, it's not true. But a judge who's got a clerk and he hasn't made up his mind how he's going to rule, he tells him to draft two decisions, one for yes and one for no. If you want to ask me whether you can get specific performance or you can't get specific performance, I'll draft you two opinions, probably each one equally valid. If I'm an originalist, why was it Niskayev Reishi Lamelech and Vezlich Sam Sofer, and why was this jealously protected and safeguarded by the Melech? The Rambam had it right. He was a good legal philosopher. He says that's his definition of what's called Din LaMachusa. If you accept his currency, he's the king. If you don't accept the currency, then you weren't Mekabel him, La'odain, or Melech, who knows what. He says it's Kabbalah. You want to know whether he's a king or not. It's not just to see if they bow in front of him. If they take his money, then he's a king. That's acknowledging his sovereignty. If you don't take his money, you haven't acknowledged his sovereignty. So if you'll ask me, why is there such a constitutional provision that the federal government, that the states can't deal with their own currency, it's probably a matter of power. They certainly didn't want different currencies out there. And I think it was just more of it for economic and social reasons, but it was probably because they want to establish a kind of federalist society. And if that's the case, I don't think that, it's just the same reasons would apply today, or they wouldn't apply today if it's not necessary anymore. So we don't necessarily have to rule out a situation in which you get specific performance if it's equitable. It may, if you're an originalist, you'll say it's not. If you talk about Bashir, who's shown, do we really need this anymore? I'm not sure we need the protection anymore. It's really a matter of convenience. You've got the convenience, and it may work most of the time, but if sometimes it doesn't work, then it's fair, just, et cetera, et cetera, to give you specific performance. I mean, I'm no longer an originalist, but I think it's a living document. You can reinterpret it. We can look at it not in terms of the history of political theory and the history of the monarchies, et cetera, et cetera, and jealously preserve prerogatives. But you can talk about in terms of what was best for society. And today may be best for society to allow specific performance in appropriate circumstances. They certainly will not take into consideration what impact it's going to have for Pidyonabem. That's not going to go into the decision. But I think that may be a Peul Yetzeh of whether you can use an American dollar bill today, or eight of them, or whatever the sheer is, for Pidyonabem. That's the first part. Now, all of this is until 1973. You told me the date last time when we went off the gold standard. 74, okay, fine. Okay, all right, yeah, we got around to letting you own gold a little bit later because it was no longer a threat to the currency. Okay, so it took him a couple of months. But, the one thing that I would have said even before, after we talked about the monetary theory last time and its implications, that it seems to me that as long as we were on a silver standard, there were a gold standard, which you could get silver instead of the gold, that you were dealing with the government printing silver certificates that represented much more than the value of the gold in Fort Knox, which meant, in effect, I understand that as a kind of a piches al hamakbeya, that I am devaluating the silver in the gold or the silver by issuing more currency against it, which means that each one is worth less, a smaller share of what is out there, backed by a smaller share. And a good economist will tell you exactly how much of the rate of inflation can be traced to the fact that you issued more greenbacks. And the extent that you issued more greenbacks against a limited, finite amount of bullion of one kind or another, that's called piches al hamadbeya. And you may even not need a shtar sheyesh beribis, or a shtar which is tzamud, if this is correct, until 1933. You might have been able to collect whatever inflation could be attributed to the fact that the government printed more money and there was no more gold, no more silver backing it. That was even before 1973. I'm not going to go into it now, but it seems to me that you go and you ask the control of the currency or the chairman of the Federal Reserve, you ask Powell, how many more greenbacks you're going to print next year. He'll probably tell you, I have the vaguest idea, but I can assure you it'll be millions. He's telling you it's going to be Pichas al Matbe in advance. He just doesn't know how much is going to be Pichas al Matbe. If I'm right, that the more, that even without making it so mood, the value can go down, you may have a tzadech of Rubis, in which case we'll never be Rubis deraisa. But that's not the point. I want to look.
Years ago, the government intentionally did that. Every time they read, the debt went up too high, intentionally devalued the money so they pay off the debts quickly, based on the old.
They did it intentionally. I mean, it's obscuration. But the point of issuing all of this was to be able to pay off the debt quickly. It's not for us. But I think that you're listening to the wrong people. No, I don't think it was done intentionally, but you'll ask him and they realize this would happen. Of course, they realized it was happening. But what would happen today if Chase Bank goes to the federal window and says, look, we've got all these mortgages and we want cash for it, and they slam the window down? It's going to wreak havoc with the whole banking system. They'll have no money to lend tomorrow. And it's got nothing to do with the fact that he's not making a hedge when I have to pay the debts tomorrow. And I want cheap money to repay the debts. He's making the hedge when if I don't lend him the money against his little papers out there by printing fake money, then everything's going to go kaput. Yeah, I realize he's not a fool. He knows the policy will be. But I don't think that was with malice of forethought. If it was, it was. And it doesn't make any difference to me. Certainly not to Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
Would only be in a time window where the metal content or value or money supply didn't change.
That's why I went to 1973, because then everything changed. 71, I'm sorry, I stand corrected. 1971. Okay.
But money supply always changed.
No, it didn't.
In terms of circulation,
that's not, that means, no. And that's not Pichas al Matbe. Pichas al Matbe was when you had a pound, or you had a mark, or you had a franc, and it had a certain amount of gold. Only in Mesopotamia, it was a dinar or a sela, who knows what. And you called them all in, and you said, this can't use anymore, and you issued new ones. The new ones had less specie than the old ones. That was the Pichas al Matbe.
So the change in purchasing power, not linked to the physical money itself, would still be a problem with Rubis deraisa.
I don't know exactly what.
Meaning, if somebody
there's teeth in this paper. Commodities fluctuate.
If somebody exported just like dumped like 300,000 gold coins into the river, and you know now there's just less gold coins now, so. Theoretically, gold coins can purchase more. Because they're rare.
Right. So. That has nothing to do with Rubis.
No.
The seller's the seller. The dinner's the dinner. It's the same one. The Meloch didn't make it worth less. The market made it worth less, but the gold's the same gold. That's standard. If you start on the standard, and it's the standard is Kesef, or the standard is Zov.
The Meloch can collect the coin. The Meloch can say, I want my coin back, and I don't want to give them out of it.
That's what Pichas al Matbe means. What difference does it make whether I clip the coin or I take 10 and give you back 9? Right? He puts the other in his pocket. That's the Pichas al Matbe, and certainly I made the Matbe worth more or less in terms of what I did. But in 1971, we suddenly have money which is fiat money. It's backed by nothing. As I said last time, you would take all the gold in Fort Knox and dump it in the sea. And as long as the newspapers don't find about it, there's not going to be a rush in the bank. It's not going to harm anybody. No one would be harmed if somebody did this without telling anyone. As long as they don't issue greenbacks against it, then we might have trouble. But it's just gold that's going to be used for jewelry out there or whatever. It's just not going to harm anything. Now, in 1973, we first have fiat money. Now, this now comes to, it's very strange. If I now use the Chassam Sofer to tell me, is it Gufen money, is it not Gufen money, and you tell me it's Neschai Evrei Shel HaMelech, if you're talking to me about the shtar, the Melech who has issued this little piece of paper, this isn't a shtar. He's not going to pay it. Even if it sounds like a shtar, it's a shtar that's like also the Guvaina. I'll give you Harenim Schaev Lucho Meir Zuzim, but you'll never be able to collect it. That's a chiyuv. That's not a chiyuv. It's not a shtar. It's nothing. It's not Gufen. How could it be anything? So according to Chassam Sofer, we mean Nischayev Reishin L'melech. I'm not Nischayev Reishin L'melech to turn this into Kesef necessarily. I'm Nischayev Reishin L'melech. It's not Kesef. Only the Melech is telling me if I don't play Monopoly, he's going to chop my head off. If he tells me not to play Monopoly and chops my head off, that makes the Monopoly dollars money. Not necessarily. He's telling me you're not playing a game. What is moment? I need a definition of what moment is. I used to think I knew what moment was, but now I don't know what moment is anymore. So that's why I needed the Chazon Ish. According to the Chazon Ish, it makes some sense. It's totally in Haskamos Bnei Odom. And what anybody agrees to use as money, including people who are so foolish as to recognize dollar bills as money. So that's because they accepted it as money. So it becomes money. That's the definition of money. Whatever the skomas may odom horaya, wampum. And wampum is worth nothing. I this is not what I wanted to talk about, but I'm not sure that the Chazon Ish is right. I mean, I understand. It makes a lot of sense. But I don't think that if you take something that you know is not mammon, it's not going to be used for mammon. I think that the Indians turned wampum into money, not the result. Not the reverse. Not they were masking that this thing that has absolutely no value should be mammon for us. And last time I spoke about what you look for in the school of Yehuli. And in terms of the economic system, it made sense to use something that was useless, because you're not taking something valuable out of circulation. I think it went the other way around. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a historian, so I'm not an Indian historian. I think that they used it's which comes first, the chicken or the egg. We use gold for jewelry only because it's used for money, because people think it's valuable. Brass is just as nice, certainly zircon as much as diamonds. And the only reason you use it for jewelry is so you can parade your wealth. I think what the Indians did was exactly this, and now it's valuable. I'm parading the wealth, and it's worth money. I don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg. I think the same thing with the Indians. The Indians didn't take something which is no value and turn it into money. They took the adornments of their squaws, and they decided that's going to be money, which I suspect it arose simultaneously. And there were no Indian psychologists around, so you could ask them, which did people think of first? But I'm not sure it's just simply Haskamas Bnei Odom. The Haskamas Bnei Odom was that it should have a Shavius, and that it should really be a Shavius, not that there is mass delusion to think that something that I can't even use for Los Sapis Lichuzle should suddenly acquire value as money because you said it's money. Well, what does money mean? Just because you declared it money. Fiat, the king said. That's not Mormon. The Schreib Rishul Melech is what you do not to be convicted of the less magistrate. It's got who says it's a moment. But again, the Chazon Ish is theory. Yeah.
The Chazon Ish also adds that it's the standard by which other commodities are measured.
No. That's what happens. But he's got a problem because everything's fair.
Everything
is payer.
Okay.
Yeah, so which means that there's never Rishus Deraisa. Because I don't know if I talked about it last time, it's Hillel's Ribbis. How do I know whether gold is rising or whether commodities are falling? It means I have to have a standard, and everything is measured against the standard. You can't test everything in philosophy of science at once. You can only test one variable. You test one variable against the standard. So it's either gold is tiva, or kesef is tiva, or wampum is tiva. Now, what the Chazon Ish is telling you is that by the time you get to Ramo, Ramo knows there's no gold out there. whatever it is, he's saying whatever is the Chamar HaMedina, whatever is the Kesef HaMedina, that's called Tivo, and everything else is payer against the Kesef of Medina. He didn't tell me what the Kesef of Medina is. If Kesef of Medina is monopoly money, who says it's Kesef in the first place? The Chazon is just telling you, it's Hatzkomas Meyodon, that we're all going to use monopoly money, and the monopoly the printers get very wealthy because of this. So that was the Hatzkomas Meyodon. Now, what I'm saying, I'll come to it later, it's be more important later. I don't know if Hatzkomas Meyodon for something that everybody knows is valueless is called Hatzkomas Meyodon.
Why not?
That's Alzeon Adonin. What's, huh? Which Moshe?
He has the Moshe, the guy who goes to collect diamonds in the faraway land to bring back his family. And there, the currency is chicken fat. He set up the Moshe for Olam Hazar. He comes back, and the chicken fat's worthless, and that's what he spent his time on collecting.
Right, that's
so
right.
So there, I mean, they could think that chicken fat is also worth it, but the Moshe is the currency that they use.
I've heard of this before, long before the Chofetz Chaim. It was called Shemesh Shavutu B'Modai. I mean, we know that there are different currencies in different places, and that don't try to pass a Chinese yuan here because nobody will take it from you. So what do you do with it, right? So I presume I have to put in a caveat to the Chazon Ish. Haskamas bnei odom lo yisro medina. I'm also going to talk about that later. Yeah. If we all of us get together and decide that we're going to declare that toothpicks are the kesef, does that suddenly become kesef outside of this room? Maybe in the room it does. And again, Chazon Ish would say, yeah, if we decided that toothpicks are going to be the kesef for the Kol Hayiroa, then that's what they will be. And that'll be it can even become tivo if it goes, not for purposes of ribbis, but for everything else, they'll be getting all this, they'll be that. That became the tivo. That's the matveya. And all that I'm adding is, and this is, I don't want to dwell on it, but it would seem to me that and Chazon Ish might even accept it also. He knows how many lines are there. The whole thing, he talks Yodos Nadorindik. But it's entirely possible he also meant that we can't take water and turn it into money. You have to take something that has some kind of attachment in one form or another, even if it's only for jewelry, and that is Askomus Meyodon, this is going to be Tivo, it'll become Tivo. To declare that something which is totally worthless to everybody is suddenly become money because it has no other use whatsoever, even as jewelry, then I'm not sure. He might have said it, I understand. But I'm just adding that as a possibility. And it'll come make a difference a little bit later. But let's go on from here. If you're talking about fiat money, that maybe the fiat money also has no value other than Haskamas B'nei HaMedina. And it's useless for anything, in which case it's not money, it's no Lysigzel, there's no Inoya, and how could it be Ribbis if it's nothing? But okay, and so if you take the Chazon Ish literally, then I suppose greenbacks would have no knowledge whatsoever, no value whatsoever. I'm not sure that's entirely true, because I know of at least one person who has papered his wall in the living room with dollar bills. So I see it is worth something, lots of they. So it's worth something as wallpaper at least. And even if he didn't use it to put on his wall, I certainly know I could use it to light a cigar. I've heard tell that people have done such things to demonstrate how little money means to them. Bitl hayesh, bitl whatever, musadiks, but they weren't musadiks. But I can understand you could use it for, not for l'raya shaboy, but l'niyor shaboy. The niyor has value too. Niyor always has value. So you want to make paper a value? Fine, the paper has value. That's as far as they are done. That this linen paper or whatever this is that they use in the dollar bill, that's what is moment according to Chazon Ish. So according to Chazon Ish, I'm better off with the dollar bill than I am according to the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer, I don't know what this is altogether. It's not Nischayv Reish LeMelech because I'm not accepting his currency. I'm Nischayv Reish LeMelech because he doesn't like me or whatever. It's got nothing to do with the money. It doesn't make it goofy moment. According to Chazon Ish, I understand why it makes it goofy moment. So that's as far as we got last time, I think. And I just want to make one little observation, which will have bearing later, but it's not exactly monetary theory. And that is that when we're talking about checks, which is what our society uses, our society is basically now a coinless society. Checks and little pieces of paper called credit slips. It wasn't so before, when I still was traveling, before COVID. I took a trip for a week, and when I came back, I realized that except for the few coins I put into the Pushkin Shul, I had as much money as I went with. Now, I wasn't, I was spending money, but I wasn't spending greenbacks. You don't have to need your money anymore. Nobody wants your money. They're sometimes go to the bank and try to pay a credit card with cash. I've had it more than once. They won't take the cash. They'll take a check, but they won't take cash. I tell you, crazy. You tell me it's money laundering. They're afraid of money laundering. Federal regulations. I don't know what it's all about. But you know, the cash is suddenly worth less than other things, than the check. And now if we look with the check, what's the check in halacha? I don't want to talk about the status of the check in halacha except for one little point. This, I think, is absolutely true in the United States. I think it's true in Eretz Yisrael, but yesh mokim lebaldin lachlik in Eretz Yisrael and probably in England as well. But in America, I'm absolutely certain. In America, a check is not a shtar in any sense of the term. And it's primarily important for Hilchus Shmitas Ksofim. Okay, I know it's written about. Why? Because what is a check? Pull out one blank and it says, pay to the order of. Pay to the order of doesn't mean harining the sky if I hereby I acknowledge that I owe so much and so much. I'm going to the bank. I'm telling the bank, you are my, this is the counting house. You are my nifkad. You're a shamer. I gave you all the money to hold for me, and I don't want to carry it around with me. It's too heavy. So whenever I need money, I'll send somebody to the bank, and you give it to them. Now, I know that's nonsense. Everybody knows it's nonsense, except, unfortunately, the little old ladies who think that when you take the money to the bank, they're putting it back in the vault. And that's why money in the bank is absolutely, totally protected. It's totally safe. I mean, unfortunately, they don't understand it.
I'm not going to the merchant. I said, I'm stopping paying a check and send a phone. And I've been told you can't do that because it's a shard. It's as high as
the size.
I can't remember where I heard it from. That's wrong.
Not true.
Okay,
it's true in Eretz Yisrael. That's why I said I'm not sure in Eretz Yisrael. Because stopping payment on the check in Eretz Yisrael, for other than for purposes of preventing fraud, you know, you sent me widgets and they're defective, so I stopped payment on the check. Right. That's okay. But you have the burden to prove that there was fraud on the other side. No fraud on the other side, you go to jail. You know, it's just criminal. I don't know how many people have ever gone to jail, but it's a criminal offense in Eretz Yisrael. In this country, nothing will happen to you. There may be some fraud involved, but I don't think stopping the check. You can go to jail for any fraudulent act that you committed in stopping the check. But if I give a bar mitzvah present and decide I don't like taking it anymore tomorrow, and I stop payment in America, nobody will do anything to me. In Eretz Yisrael, you go to jail. I mean, at least in theory. Right? That's why I said I'm not sure in Eretz Yisrael. I think in Eretz Yisrael, it's also not a shtar. Only they don't want people stopping checks. So they decided that they're going to criminalize this. But in Eretz Yisrael, they don't think I'm right. I mean, people who wrote about it, for
some
reason.
Never like that?
Where?
No, in the past, it was never like that. That's how the name of this was. It was never silent.
There's a silence in the check?
Yeah.
That the check represents a shtarchlai?
Yeah.
I don't think it ever represents a shtarchlai unless I have used this as an eitzah. It's a psul and the ksuba, and you've got to write a ksuba dirkasa. So in the meantime, usually on the first night, because you discovered the psul and the ksuba and the chuppah. I've told the chosen, you know, it's too late to get in the sefer and edim, whatever you need. Take a check and write the $10,000 to the kallah, and write on it a legend, Hareini Mischayev Iskum Hanal Ligzias Ksuba Sayev. It's a ksuba. I turned the check into a shtarchlai, but the tefis that they gave me wasn't a shtarchlai. The tefis says paid the order of, and I'm saying not just paid to the order of, but I'm personally the achroi. Pay the order of, he'll pay you, he won't pay you, what's it got to do with me? I told him to pay. if he doesn't pay. So I'll take him to court on what he'll do. But you have no time then. You can't, the recipient of the check has no privity of contract with the bank. He can't sue the bank because the bank has fulfilled its obligations in terms of the contract with the depositor. That's the check, no? Mm-hmm. You see, you have a KOPL was acting as the bank, and you got a check, and they want to honor it. No. ask a real lawyer. cashier's check or a different parcha. That's we'll talk about some other time. A cashier's check is the scribes of the bank, not my scribes. And the bank, if the money is supposed to have been segregated, lying back there. Is that true? Is it not true? It's beside the point. But again, for Shemitah, it certainly does make a difference. But for other things, I'm not sure it makes a difference. In Shemitah's Ksofim, it's Gagovi Domi. The other thing is not Gagovi Domi. Whatever the Gvi is ever going to be in the check, the cashier's check is Gagovi. But the other checks are not Gagovi Domi. That's also one of the tumults in terms of the status of the check for Shemitah's Ksofim. But let me go back to what I'm talking about, what I started with. If what I said is correct, and this is only directive to my Nifkad, the counting house, who supposedly got all my money back there, to hand you some of it, he never hands you money. He takes it, he deposits it in your account. Or he gives you a check, which you take and deposit in somebody else's account. And this goes on, Chayzer Chalila, until someone walks into a bank and shows a check and says, give me greenbacks. Until then, the check's just the check. One check generates another check. One after another. I'm not sure, and this is part of the Mesiris Meidah in advance, I'm not sure that if you lend money and receive money by a check, that there could be any Ribbis Deraisa. I'm not even sure about Ribbis Derabonim. But the real problem is if somebody took Ribbis Ktsutsa and you want to get it back from him because Ribbis Ktsutsa is Yitzhak Dayonim, if the transactions were in check, I don't know whether it's Ribbis Ktsutsa or not. I'm not quite sure. Baruch Hashem, I don't have to sit in the diaries, but I would be hard pressed to say the truth. What did you ever give him? He got nothing from you. He didn't cash a check. And nobody he gave the check cashed it. And still floating around out there. And what he gave you back is ribbis. You never cashed that either. Where's the ribbis that you got? Show me the ribbis. You got little pieces of paper saying to go collect it, but you never collected it. And nobody you gave it to ever collected it. The pieces of paper are floating around out there. Again, it's nothing to do with us, but you want to know how clear this is? I once went to Hamish, I bought a suit, and I gave him a check that wasn't mine. And no, somebody gave me a check, and I gave it to him. And I told him, there's no problem. I told him, I know the maker of the check. Don't worry about it. And if not, I'm responsible. You know I'm responsible anyway. So he laughed. He said, you think that only the maker of the check and you know about this? I assure you this check has gone through 10 hands who didn't bother endorsing it on the back. He said, it happens every day of the week. That's how our business operates. All right. But the point is simple, that the check is what the check seems to be. And I'm not sure that we ever get to derivatives. So if you're dealing with checks. Now, that's unless until we start converting it to cash, which who knows when it's going to happen, if ever. I use it to buy something, and the other guys, I can't collect on the check if I use it to buy something. Now somebody else has the check. If you endorse it, you're liable for it. But so what? We're talking about that the maker of the check is paying ribbons when he gets it back. He didn't give anything. He didn't get anything. Oh, everybody in between. It's a wonderful society that we have. Everybody is living on Achizas Enayim, basically. But the check isn't Achizas Enayim. The fiat currency is Achizas Enayim. The checks we're handing around is the shtar that Chamsley was talking about, which is Rothschild shtar, not the Melo shtar. And the Rothschild shtar certainly, the Memram certainly went around like that. And Rothschild checks went around like that, whatever they were. But it wasn't certainly not Gufei Momen. And I don't see where in the world it becomes Gufei Momen until you turn it into cash. At that point, I understand. Okay, Adkan, whatever we're talking about till now. Now I thought I want to say a little bit about Bitcoins. Bitcoins, number one, I don't understand them. And I don't understand how anybody could, in his right mind could possibly buy a Bitcoin. The mechanism, I'm also not sure I understand, but I think I have a grasp. It's some kind of, I don't know what to call it. I have a computer program, and the computer program is set that first time I use it, once every million times, the light goes off. And out pops a coin, like in Las Vegas. You put something into the machine, and every once in a while, some coins pop out, and you hit the jackpot. So this machine claps and claps and claps. In Las Vegas, I hear the bells go off, and here lights go on, and here there's a light that shines, and you got your Bitcoin, and you suddenly become very wealthy. Then you keep on doing all of this, and next time it's not for 1 million, it's after 5 million, the light goes off. Then it becomes 10 million, 20 million, 50 million, and everybody's got computers, and they're all racing against one another to see who gets the coin, the light first, something of the sort, because it's all these computers hooked together, and as soon as how many million, nobody knows in advance how many million, just like the jackpot, you don't know how many million, unless you're Bala Boss of the casino. Trump knows exactly how many times it's going to go off because he set the machine. I presume the computer, and this is insider trading, I don't know why he doesn't do it. He should be able, if he can figure it out, then he should know exactly how fast to go and how many computers to hook up and when it's going to ring. And if he manages to do it, he may not be able to do it because other people are competing with him. But if he somehow knew how to rig the scales, fix the machine, he'd be able to know exactly when it's going to ring, and he'd make something happen to make it ring. As far as anybody walking in, it's random. He doesn't know it's going to ring. It's not random to the machine. It's only random to me. The jackpot in Las Vegas is not random to the machine. It's programmed to do it once and so many times, and that's not called random by any means. I'm worried before the addiction. I'm worried. Yeah. Addicted, mele. That's a makler. The man in the street who goes into the casino doesn't realize that it's rigged against him, and that if he takes out 10 silver dollars and puts all 10 in, there's no mathematical way that he's going to walk out ahead of the game at the end of the night. And if he does, it's Nes Min HaShemayim. But that. Of course, he always wins. Oh, yeah. Only there, you could see it. Here, the guy walks in, doesn't see it. The guy who walks in is not necessarily addicted. He seems to think that, I don't know, Masligaram, by the way, it may work. As a businessman, he's a very poor businessman. Doesn't make sense. But okay, Bitcoin makes even less sense because, yeah, there you get silver dollars. If I hit the jackpot, out come the dollars. When I hit a Bitcoin, what happens? A would anything else happen? Even if you said, give me a gilded certificate saying you are now the rich owner of one Bitcoin because the computer decided to award you a Bitcoin, it's nothing happened. What did the light went on for me. I pressed the button and the light at random went on. What did I get? I got absolutely nothing.
Star that has a record that
it's
that you have.
Of course. I'm not trying to hide it. I'll pay taxes on it. What am I trying to do? But what did I get here? You come and you'll ask me for taxes. I'll say with a straight face, I didn't get anything. I mean, I can sell it to somebody. If you ask me, is there a no in the Bitcoin? My first child is there mecha plays in Bitcoin. Plain, simple, ordinary mechanism. If you understand it, I don't see how it could be anything but a mechanism. But we'll assume people understand it. And almanaskain, it's almanaskain, it can't be mechanism anymore. So now we're dealing with, is there a noise? Is it moment? Is it not moment? You even put it into a wallet, you tell me. I got a computer that's called a wallet, and I take the record of this little light that flashed, and I put it into the wallet. and we suddenly call this money, and we're going to trade them on the market someplace or other, and people are going to spend money for it, and they're going to bid for it, it's going to be more, it's going to be less, and will there be no, or won't there be no? This, I don't see how in any sense of the term it could have shavius of momen. It's not even the labor that went into getting the light to go on. That could be a rechid lefanai, schreif lefanai, but you're not paying for the labor. The labor, whatever, you're not paying, you're getting it. It becomes a matona to the person who is running the computer. And he's certainly not working. What's he doing? He programs is on the machine. All he's doing is turning on the computer. And I don't quite understand what this represents. And worse than that, not only doesn't it represent, it's, I have two problems with it. According to the Chassam Sofer, this is certainly not Gufa Momen. It's not L'Raya Sheva. It's got no Raya for anywhere. L'Raya, the light went off. I don't even have that anymore. They just give me a piece of paper, the light went off. That's a L'Raya to what? It's no right to anything anymore. So you can tell me it's in Schayev Reish Lamelech. If there is in the Schayev Reish Lamelech, but suddenly that becomes the coin of the realm, Bitcoins, the Melech is telling you that yeah, you have to play Monopoly or else I chop your head off. But I went off the money system. Like the Zanish says, what would happen if we didn't have Kesef? He's thinking, well, Teres Mahayev just go out and make a system. So what would we do if we didn't have Kesef? So I ask Mr. Melech, hey, you eliminated money, so what am I supposed to do with this world? You're telling me to use bitcoins, but bitcoins isn't money. You can't tell me to schayev reish lamelech because I'm refusing to take your currency. You can say to schayev reish lamelech because I refuse to be a fool. That may be. He's going to eliminate everyone who's not a fool. Because that itself is less than just say, I want to be the only chacham in the Medina. But it's got nothing to do with the money system. I don't see how this has anything to do with money. And if you're talking about the Chazanish's standard, Chazanish's standard is that you have to have something which is Skomas B'nei Odom. I don't think that Haskomas B'nei Odom is open-ended. That's what I meant before. What can you have Haskomas B'nei Odom? I'll be terribly conservative, more so than Chazanish, and say that something has to have some intrinsic value of one kind, even if it's only a frivolous kind of value like wampum, for the squaws to wear, but not blotted. Blotted, you can't monetize.
Cash is no better. I mean, the defenders of Bitcoin, not that I understand so well, but I'm an artist. I read, but you get paid by a company into your bank account with a bunch of ones and zeros. You have nothing.
It's fiat money.
Right, but why is the fiat money worse than Bitcoin?
I said before, fiat money is not money. Wasn't that part of what I was saying? I don't think fiat money is money.
Bitcoin is no better than cash.
The bitcoins are worse than cash. They're worse than cash. According to Chazanish, that's what you can tell. Look, let me go back to Chazanish. If you're taking the Chazanish, then you're telling me it's Haskomas B'nei Odom. Haskomas B'nei Odom was on these little pieces of paper, monopoly money. Haskomas B'nei Odom, monopoly money is going to be money in this crazy world. In monopoly land, monopoly money is money. That's what fiat money is. And then I said, even if I'm right, and you have to have something for it to be challah. That's going to be other on something, not on blotted. That's going to be other on nothing. So I said that, look, you can use it to wallpaper, or you can use it lots of it's because it's expensive paper. No, it is paper. So we decided, that's going to be other, that the paper is going to be the value. I don't quite understand why a $5 bill should be worth more than a $1 bill. But it's like saying the blue dollar is worth more than a red dollar. Okay, but the there's underlying value there. In the Bitcoin, I don't see the underlying value at all, which means that, I again, if you ask me, can I steal a Bitcoin? Way back, four decades ago, I heard a shmuz from a mashgiach and a yeshiva. Apparently, some of the Talmidim were making noise at night, and they actually woke him up, apparently. There were no Talmidim were complaining. And he gave a shmuz about Yezel Shena, is Isser Gomor. I didn't say anything at the time, but I thought, this can't be right. By Yezel Esachanis, that's the definition of Yezel. I have to steal an entity, a ding an sich, a sache, It was such a case in the early days of electricity. Somebody stole electric power by feeding into somebody else's meter. And they prosecuted him. The electric company was losing money. And they brought criminal charges. And the German court ruled that he's pauper legamre because he took out the statute. And when they defined Gesell as stealing a Sache. A Sache is what Kant called a Ding an sich, something solid, a substratum, you know, something which I can put my feet into, something I can touch, something that's three-dimensional. If it's not three-dimensional, it's nothing. So what did the German do? The Bundestag went out and passed a new law that there'd be different kinds of Gesell also, as far as I'm concerned. But on the existing statute, the court was absolutely right. You can't steal this. I can't pass a new statute, at least not right now. I have a Torah, I have a Shulchan Aruch, and when I look at definitions of Gesell, I found the safer. It's high up. I bought it only because of the bookstore, so it was on Musa safer. The Mechaber was not Paka Shmei Behirua. He was busy writing this business that if you wake somebody up, it's Gezel Sheino, you really see, so there's this or that. It's certainly no mitzvah to wake somebody up and cause him tzar. I can take out a Sefer Chassidim, and he's got all kinds of Isurim to cause anybody, any tzar of any kind. And I understand. You'll tell me that he'll be sick the next morning. So I say, I'm a mazik. I ruined his health. But Gezel, it can't be Gezel. It's no Moshe's. How could it possibly be Gezel? Huh? I can't hear you. Yes. That's for waking him up.
Yeah.
Fine. So Shaliach La Nerun and Shalei Lumps because that's I don't call it Gezel. I'll make a bracha first.
Is there any way to make opinion on it?
Well, let me just finish this. In addition to what I just said, I have a chloraria. Kol ma'areach in behem shumila. What does that mean? I can't steal smell. If I'll go into, you know, somebody charges money for he's got a perfumery and lots of people want to be nispasem and they come and they pay for it. Beauty parlors, I don't know. And he takes his money, and somebody just walks in the door and he suddenly is nispasem from it. He's charging other people money for this. And I walk in and I got it. It's aimed by Meshumila, he has no tzvi on me, so as far as I can tell. So otherwise it would be Me'il in this. There's no Gezel unless you have a Bien. So there can't be, then there can't be a Noah unless there's a Bien also. The only thing that I can see a Bitcoin can do for me is maybe it can help in terms of Seine Matonis Yechia. Both the person who's giving it and the person who's receiving it in return for something else. So, you know, we're here. It's not the chinam. People think it is and whatever, maybe for that, but that doesn't help in Chayshim Mishpat. In Chayshim Mishpat, it's not going to accomplish very much. So I don't understand how there could possibly be in the Momenis any value associated with the Bitcoin, even according to the Chazar Nish. And even if you assume that we are going to use and monetize is something which has no other value other than to monetize this money. Now, Niyach, even wampum is in that category, that you couldn't use it for any other purpose. But this isn't something which is used for any purpose. And if it's not a something, then it's nothing. Not nitzas and kinyonim. Now, you have to remember, I don't know how you make a kinyon out of Bitcoin. Minigas seichim, I don't know what minigas seichim is. Nor do I, in addition to everything else, with the shtar and with the banks and with the checks and a lot of other things, in the end, you don't even have a piece of paper. All you have is an entry in some kind of a ledger. And it's not even entry in a ledger, it's electronic. Where's the Kenyan? If I give somebody a check and he deposits in the bank, what kind of Kenyan did the bank make on it? And when it gives it back to somebody else, where did it come from? The bank tears up the shtar. And even when it gets money from the Fed and lends it to somebody else, it doesn't have money to lend. It's only got an entry in its ledgers. Where was the kinyan on any of this? Where was the kinyan? There's not even a minig asoichim. Minig asoichim also has to be chal on something. If there's no minig, we call the kinyan devarim. Nobody ever said that becomes sutumta. If it's only a kinyan, that's the whole point. The whole point is that a kinyan has some kind of minimal definition. The sochrin can substitute one thing for another, but it's got to be something. It's got to be a bien. It's got to be a mamoshes, or what I would prefer to call a dinganzich, something that you can grasp hold of. If it's not, it's not nitzvas in kinyanim altogether. Air isn't nitzvas in kinyanim. I'll talk for Hilchus Ribbis. There used to be ads once upon a time. I don't know how long ago they were. It was for brand of cigarettes. Virginia blows some my way. You guys smoking a cigarette? And she's, somebody's saying blow the smoke his way. It's nothing more than smoke. Just blow some to me. I'll be Nana from the Reach. I want to know if I will enter into an agreement, a chayza. You today blow one smoke ring, and tomorrow I'll blow you two smoke rings. And don't tell me that this is karpula, and I agreed chayklafonai once, and I'll be chayklafonecha two times. We have machines that do it automatically. You have a machine that blows smoke. You had in Times Square once upon a time. You blow one smoke with one machine today, and tomorrow I blow two rings with two machines or two machines on the same machine, and I've set it all up in advance before I got anything. I already had it programmed to give you back the smoke. That's Ribbis. I can remember 1943, yes. What's 1943? That's that long? I thought I saw it more recently in Times Square. The Victoria, or whoever she was, Virginia, blows smoke my way. That's much more recent. I mean, it was when they were still advertising cigarettes. Now they're not advertising cigarettes, but as long as they were advertising cigarettes, they had such things. Sorry?
They had to wait for the Super Bowl ads. The law was supposed to be December 31st.
Okay, fine.
Let me think something else in Bitcoin. Maybe I'm a little bit too old for Bitcoin. I haven't been in check in probably many months, but I sent money electronically. Dollars. Or PayPal.
You mean you don't use checks anymore?
Only when Revy sends a check for maybe buying a paper for Revy.
You use checks only with Luddites. With Luddites. We are of a different generation. We are of a different generation. There's no gezel. They turn off the machine. I mean, tell me, what is exactly the gezel here? There's no Kenyan. There's nothing. What?
If I hate someone electronically,
yeah. I presume that there is at least an umne de muchach that if he shipped the schere almanas that you pay him electronically, it's almanas shetimcha. Yeah.
If I hack someone's bank account and I take money from them,
you got it.
There's no problem.
Yes, right. Yeah, you name it. That's the right. I don't know what there is, but I don't see how it's canceled. What'd I take?
I suspect the same is true in American law. I think they have to pass separate statutes.
Yes, of course. The German Sache. I know that. They did like the German Sache. How could you cover electronic transactions if there's nothing there? So you had to make statutes governing electronic transactions. You can criminalize anything you want. I'll come to that in a minute. I understand that. But it's very hard for me to figure. That's why I said we don't know all this stuff. I mean, you have to examine every hechatimsa separately. But it's and Ribbis also. I don't know what Ribbis is there with bitcoins. What's a bitcoin going to be? I'm going to give you back two punches of the button, or two lights for one light. What am I giving you here? It just doesn't make sense to me. I just don't know. I can't wrap my head around it. Doesn't make sense. So, you know, I had that problem with American fiat money before. I'm not sure that I said it before. I'm not sure there's a rooster ice with American money altogether, but that's enough of a problem. So I don't understand this either. Surprisingly enough, the third thing, the topic we had to talk about was monopoly. I think monopoly money is more money than this. And I'm not sure there's not really some monopoly money. Now let's start what we're talking about. When you have a monopoly set, when children play monopoly, the board belongs to the child who's the Baal HaBayis. The houses and the hotels belong to that guy. And what you get, the dealer hands you in advance, there's some little monopoly bills. And you have the hishtamshus of those bills for the course of the game. The hishtamshus of the bills, you can take money for it if you want it. I can only use it on the board in this room. I can't go take it someplace else. So now I know the monopoly doesn't allow for this. It's not part of the rules. But I make my own monopoly. I make monopoly with rules that say that I'm allowed to borrow money from somebody else, from one of the players. Have you ever heard of something like that? Have you heard of that? Kids do it. All right. I'm making my own rules. You can borrow money at the beginning of the game to repay in 15 minutes or to repay. And at the end of the game, it doesn't make any difference. He doesn't want it at the end of the game. He wants the middle of the game. He can still use it. And I'm lending you $100. I want $200 back in the middle of the game. Nothing else has any value here. And the monopoly dollar is certainly not a shtar. It's not l'raya shavui. It's wampum. And we're using it instead of to bedeck the squaw. We're using it to play a game. And if you play the game, it's also a tashmish. It's even better than fiat money, as far as I'm concerned. Fiat money is lots of it. This is why I have these shtabshus for 15 minutes. According to the Chazon Ish, this is called Haskomas Bnei Odom, Haskomas Bnei HaCheder. Everyone's in this room made a Haskoma that this is to be money. What is Haskomas Bnei Odom? A Medina? A city, a room, kids around the table. You can tell me that doesn't count. The Haskomas Bnei Odom has to be a recognized social group. I think that kids are also a recognized social group. I would tell you that Haskomas Bnei HaCheder, it should be enough to make it money. At least for the Bnei HaCheder, for me it's not money. I was never asking for this. I'm not part of that social contract. So you want to know, I just came upon a tshuva of Rav Moshe in this book on Muktzeh, something about things that they don't involve any kind of malacha, and the children play with it on Shabbos, so it's not Muktzeh on Shabbos because it's Ratzua that has a tashmish. And he says, you should, even though there's no malacha involved, but it looks like I'm faking the malacha, you shouldn't let the children play with it. I don't know why. I know why. It's called pedagogy, not chinuch. You shouldn't train the children that way, but it's not muktzah. You know why? Because the children do it anyway. If there's some children who do it anyway, it's not muktzah. There's some children who play with monopoly money, and if that's called haskomas bnei odom, then it's haskomas bnei odom. And it's not just pedagogy that tells me not to do it on Shabbos. It's not just a game. You know, if you ask for a Moshe, can I give a kid monopoly to play on Shabbos, I think he would tell me it's nothing. Books is certainly not. And what kind of business is this? What is this? Mischer. You're not buying anything. Nothing there has any value whatsoever. Nothing changes hands. It all belongs to the kid who owns the set. And they're faking. They're pretending that it's mischer. You don't do this with a child. That's no way to raise a child. I didn't say to be mechanech. It's pedagogically not a way to do it. But I think if you would go to ask Rav Moshe about monopoly money, he probably would have said there's no real answer. If you ask me, I'm not sure. Because it's like actually, the children made it haskomas bnei odom, that it's money. For them it's money. No, they're saying that it's got value, haskomas bnei odom, that for playing this game, for making certain moves, or this, that, and the other, it's to be treated as if it's money. You think it's not, they're not treating it as money. You think they're smart enough to realize haskomas bnei odom. I don't know how old these kids are. I suspect at a certain age in which there is a Skomas Neodon. And if you and I sat down to play Monopoly, there wouldn't be a Skomas Neodon. We'd realize that this is Achizas Einayim. It's some kind of hallucination. But the kids, some of the kids believe it.
But what about pocket chips if you're not actually playing with money? Meaning there's no actual value to it, but you're using pocket chips.
Are poker chips valuable? I think they're valuable. I think they're valuable for everybody. Because if you give me a poker chip from Las Vegas and there's enough poker chips, you got them at the casino in Las Vegas. And there are enough of them to make it worth my while to buy a plane ticket. I don't have to play in the casino. I walk over to the cashier and she gives me money. And so what is it? Is it a dovra gerum of money or is it cash? Is it denominated as money or is it something else? Is it payer or is it dealer? Of course it's payer against the dollar. But is there a no in this? Of course there's a no in this. Why should there be a no in this? The poker chip, you know, you'll try to tell me that 10 whites are worth 15 blacks and it's only 12 that are worth, whatever you do there. There'll be a no and there'll be little mecca, there'll be everything else. If you tell me that there's a false value because it's whatever it is, it could be a commodity or it could be cash, it makes no difference. But it's got a value and there is a no in its value. I will tell you that the poker chip is worth more than the greenback. Because the greenback, everybody knows, is a joke. And here I can use the greenbacks to get, I can, sorry, use the poker chips to, I think you can buy things in Las Vegas with a poker chip. Forget about using it to gamble. And that I can make a lot of money with it. And people would buy it at a discount. If you buy it at enough of a discount, it's not a gamble anymore. It can't. No, I don't think it's. Well, again, that was. It goes to my constitutional problem. Why is this one of the reserved powers of the federal government? It was forbidden once upon a time to send letters by mail. You would send packages by mail, but you couldn't open your own postal service. Can you establish your own greenbacks? People establish their own greenbacks all the time. They're called checks. So how can be also. Well, what's the check any different? What's the greenback different from the check? And you want to create your own fiat money, and you'll declare in advance these pieces of paper are totally worthless. But if you crazy people want to use it as money of the realm, go ahead and do it. How can that be criminal? We do that all the time. Monopoly, it's called.
Right.
Yeah. So it can't be. It can't be a. Sure, it's a federal offense to counterfeit. What's the difference between that one and mine? Pichas al matbeya. The more you print, the less everyone else is worth. That's why we have to criminalize that. But it was only fiat to start with. Only fiat, because it's mass hallucination, is acquired a certain amount, and people will know how much of this is in circulation willy-nilly, because there's a lot of it floating around, supply and demand. So therefore, we don't want you counterfeiting it, because it is debasing the currency. You've got more currency chasing the same amount of commodities, and you can't do things like that. Now, is there a remedy for all of this? Of course there's a remedy for all of this. And it's begging for, we can't do it, but there is a remedy. I was long troubled by Shmoneh Esrei. Hayeshiva sheftenu kirishena, v'yetzayeh kevatchila. Hayeshiva sheftenu kirishena, I understand. We want a bezna, gadol, we want a Sanhedrin. The Yatsenu Kavatchilo, what do you want there? So, when it occurred to. Want people to Ruach HaKodesh? Okay, let me just, 1 second more. It was only until I was thinking about bitcoins. And what can we do about bitcoins? It's a bitter geschäft. You know, what's going to happen out there? And already with checks and American dollar bills. If I'm right, and I hope I'm wrong, then there's no gezel, there's nothing out there. Everything is terrible. You can get away with lots of things. Almost as innocuous as waking somebody up. Here I'm not even hurting anybody necessarily. Unless I do it on a mass scale, I'm never harming anybody if I hack into somebody's account and divert a few little of these computer chips into my account. I went looking. I was going to look in the Eitzer Hatfilis and in the other, no, bear, the bear sitter, but there was a, since there was a art school sitter that was closer to me. So I decided, okay, I'll look in art school. I never used art school sitter, the English one. And there's a note that he quotes a Oilas Tomid. I have no idea who the Tomid is. He doesn't give me a Maramokim. I didn't want to go to the library to see how many Oilas Tomids there are because I think it's wrong anyway. But the Oilas Tomid says, in effect, what you said, that the Yetzeinu Kevatchilo is Nevi'im. We want Nevi'im to come back. We want Shef, you want Nevi'im. I'm sorry. I shrug my shoulders. It's the wrong bracha. And there's Mashiach, he was a Novi Godel, Kamat, Kamatregis, Maisha Rabbeinu. Does he need additional Levim? If he needs additional Levim, I'm sure he'll get them. Maisha Rabbeinu also got additional Levim when he wanted them. If Mashiach needs Levim, he'll get them. So he should have been in Esther Machdovid. Or if you're talking about other things, don't know who he is. But I don't think that's what it means. Bez, the Sanhedrin, has the power to make takonas for Kol Yisrael. Who's going to make these takonas? Or who is going to formulate the argument for the takonas? Do you expect the members of the Sanhedrin to be bucky in bitcoins? You expect them to be bucky in the way our system works, the monetary system. How do they know that there's something wrong with our system? Someone's going to have to tell them. And the same people who are telling them will tell them that there has to be ways to remedy this. I know how to remedy it. What did we want to do when we wanted to criminalize hacking into a computer? What do we want to do when we wanted to criminalize stealing electricity? You legislate it. The Besdin HaGadol will make legislation. There's lots of legislation they're going to have to make. And when we spoke one of the other semesters about consumer liability, whether it's a Groma or a Gami or who knows what, or nothing in Halacha, more likely nothing, you think you're going to operate without consumer liability. You're going to have to make takonas for Groma. In fact, the one sheet in Rishonim, that Garmi is only because Chazal said, this is Garmi, because they identified it. They made a takonas, this Groma, not any other Groma. So we'll make whatever promise we want, whatever things that we want to be treated, ki'ilu it was a gezachet, and we'll say that there's gezel on these little bits of light, not just lights, that, you know, lights out there, that the cloudbursts that produce light, but what we got into the computer, that we'll treat as if ki'ilu, hirosin ki'ilu. The only way that I see to remedy all of this is to create takonas, which will treat it the way our economic system treats it. And when we're finished with all of this, if this affects rivers, and I think it does, then you'll have rivers drabana. It won't be Yitzhak Vidayana. You want to make a takona, it should be Yitzhak Vidayana. That's a brand new takona we never heard of before. To make something, which is not as we understand, to make something worth Shavi Kesef, that isn't Shavi Kesef, I understand. Whether we'll do it for everything or we'll limit to some things, I don't think you can make Kaddish an issue with a Bitcoin. You want to be, make a takona, you should be Kaddish an issue with a Bitcoin. That would be like a Kinyan Drabbanan and Mahani Lideraisa. We have a new batch of problems with new chaburas, but we don't need all of that. Who says you can't use a plain old cheap gold ring for kiddushin, which there's no grave social need that has to be met. When you're talking about hacking to somebody's computer or this big computer, the computer for Elyon, which is producing bitcoins, I know why you need a takona for that. And I know why you need takonas to use checks instead of, or I should say, electronic transmissions instead of checks or instead of silver dollars. That I understand. So, once I realized that there's a problem here, it's always what I thought of it. You know, till I went looking in art scroll. I don't know what else it could possibly mean. Who is your tzayich? The people were telling the Bez Nagodl how to make takonas. Okay.
All about when he died, his family went through the library. They found that he used to be learning all the time, and these wealthy Syrians would come over and hand him cash. So he would be learning, he would take the cash, and put it in the safer. They found old liras. They found couldn't use that guild, they found dollars, and it was a bookmark, and then it just started.
He did use the safe in the Travis.
It probably didn't occur to him. It was busy learning, so I don't know. It doesn't say about that. The kind of story was one time, he was walking in the apartment, and he was looking at his son's apartment, or his son's in his apartment, whatever. So he was walking in his son's apartment, and he sees dollars on the floor. It's like, who left dollars on the floor? What's wrong with these people? They take things that they're in the apartment, and then they found Monopoly money. That was the dollars on the floor. His grandchildren were playing Monopoly quest and turning on the floor.
He lay stock of it through us, my day and my young. He didn't know what my day looked like.
I didn't know what where his store was. Why he told him where the store was.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also selected the memory. The law tells me, I also know it was the store. And it was from store.
Yeah. Yeah, that's less of a plea. You know what the store was.
Next week, we're on Thursday.
What happened to Rabbi?
He went last week and he's going to go again on the 19th. We actually, it might be edited anyway because we missed the week and the guy who wanted to cover that week, I wanted to.
He should. By the way, Nimnu Vagomru is training.
Training. Okay, yeah. After this meal, we'll start training. So maybe in a month.
You need a whole month?
Finish the Sfina, take study for the Sfina, take the Sfina.
All right.
And then after the week after the 19th,
Rabbi, this seems to probably need new batteries.
Oh, no, I just put in batteries.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.